So just to review, we have left off some problems, two problems. So we're doing Tosfos, who says that, well, basically the case is that if you put gold on your shofar, so the Gemara has two cases. If it's on the inside, four cases. If it's on the inside, it's possible, because then somehow it's involved in the call or whatever. If it's on the outside, it depends. If it changes the sound, it's possible. If it doesn't change the sound, then it's okay. Then it's just like a random piece of dirt on the outside of your shofar. It doesn't affect anything. Then you have two more cases. It says, if it's b'makom hanachas ha'peh, so Tosa says that must mean on the face of it, on the front face, because if it's on the inside or the outside, it's already been discussed, so it must be it's on the front face. So it's on the front face, then the Gemara says that's possible. It's possible, it's makom hanachas ha'peh. And then it says, shalob makom hanachas ha'peh, it's kasher. So the question is, what's the case of shalob makom hanachas ha'peh? So Tosa says it must be, it would seem, right, Matt?
Yeah.
Okay. So it must be where it's where you're putting it on the back of the shofar. Not where your mouth goes, but on the opposite side. The back of the shofar. The surface, the back surface of the shofar, or top, whatever you want to call it. Okay, that's the opposite case. It's the only case that hasn't been covered. Because if it's on the outside of the shofar, then it already said if it changes the sound, it must be it's on the back surface. So maybe like this. According to the Havamina, Shtayim v'shol shofros is not a psal. Okay? It's not a psal. But it means a shofar is like a one, it's like a one part thing. It's a singular entity, naturally grown entity. And if you add on to it, it simply doesn't merge to the same shofar. It's like a super, it's just like an addition, it's an extraneous thing. It'd be like if you take a dog and you attach a horn to it. I mean, it's just not part of the dog. It just doesn't register as part of the dog. I mean, you could tape it on very hard, but it's not part of the dog. It's extraneous. The shofar is a singular entity which comes from nature. Now, if you have a hole in it and you plug it in, it just doesn't join. Shofar echad, the lo shtayim shel shofros, means that it's not a composite, and therefore anything which you attach to it is like kevesheno. It doesn't. You can't create the same shofar through an attachment because the shofar is a singular entity. It's not that it's a soul if you put it on. You can put it on all you want. If you have a good shofar, you want to add on longer, whatever. But that's not. It's like it's an extraneous thing. It's not really part of the shame shofar, because the shofar is the natural entity. Now you're putting on some unnatural thing onto it, it's simply not part of the shofar. So if you have a two tefach shofar, and now you want to add on and create three, so shofar echad, you can't create shofar through an extraneous thing. It's just not going to register as part of the shofar, so you basically have a two-inch shofar, two tefach shofar, so it's just another shofar. Or if you have a hole in it, and now you're creating the hole, the shofar, through putting in a plug or whatever, then you could argue that it's, well, now that doesn't register as part of the shofar. It's an extraneous thing, so the shofar still has a hole in it. Conceptually, the shofar echad still has a hole in it. It's not a shofar. Or if you make a shofar out of a million pieces, you'll say, but that's not a shofar. Shofar is the singular thing which exists. It's not. You can't create shofar through compound, through composition, because that's not what a shofar is. A shofar is shofar echad, and anything it's a naturally existing entity, and anything which you add to it simply is not doesn't register as a conceptual component of the thing. It's just an add-on. So you can't kasher the shofar that way. But if the shofar is already kasher, and now you add on to it, so whatever, you put extraneous stuff on it. There's no psol. That's what I'm saying. The havamin is there's no psol or shleim shel shofar. So it's just it's a din that a shofar is a shofar echad, and not anything else doesn't register as a part of the shofar. So, but it's not going to be a psol. Kamash malon, that no shleim shel shofar is actually a psol. It's not just saying is that nothing else registers, but your shofar, a shofar which has shnayim, is a psal. Now, when you attach something and you do hosafa, if you now bottom one is it's a double entity and therefore it's possible. I don't care if it already has the shear, even if it already has the shear, bottom one is now it's a double entity. Double entity is possible. You know what I mean? It's not just an absence of recognizing any additional parts. No, they are recognized. It's a psal. Now it's a dinner shnayim. Shnayim is a psal. So the question is, what's that din of shofar echad lo shleim shel shofar? I mean, it's just stating that it is a singular natural entity and doesn't lend itself to extensions to additions to whatever, everything else is extraneous, or it's telling you, no, it's a psul if it is a compound. So if it's a psul, then I don't care if you already had this year. But if it's just telling you it doesn't lend itself to additions, but if you already had additions and you don't need this thing in any which way, you're just not putting it on because you're in the mood to, so then it wouldn't be psul. Then you'd say tzibozov was good. If you learn that way, that it just means shofar doesn't lend itself, the halachic shem shofar doesn't lend itself to other parts, it's just a natural thing. So look, you want to maybe do it with gold, great, do whatever you want, it doesn't register, it's not part of the shofar, it doesn't pass it, it doesn't anything. You could learn that way, but it's also saying it's dochik to say that. It doesn't sound like that. Host of Kosher, Bay Min Ben Shulin Apostle, sounds like it's a psul. It doesn't sound like it just means because you don't have the shear and you can't create the shear through an addition. It sounds like it's just that's not a. It sounds like a psul. So if it's a psul, then Sibelzov should be Host of Lov. So, Havmin, you can never create kashrus of a shofar through additions, through anything extraneous, because shofar, shofar, afad. Anything extraneous isn't part of the underlying entity of the shofar. But if you already have kashrus, and now you just add on extra stuff just for fun, so then I'd say, who cares? It's not a problem. It's not a problem. They say, is it stochic? Stochic to say that. So if you'd go with the Havmin, you'd have to explain all the other psalm also. Explain the color that's on the inside, and the sound isn't being produced by the shofar, it's being produced by the gold. Now you go through the cases, we did it. But I mean, the Havmina, if you make this change, and the Havmina Shnei Shel Shofar, it's going to affect everything. But we think you can work them all out. I mean, it's going to be different, though. But those are saying it's dochuk. It's not a stabra, that's a svara. From this, Kifur doesn't say anything, and it could be just from the, I don't know, he doesn't say why it's dochuk. At the very least, it's dochuk in the Lashon. But it could be also in this whole reading of the Sugya. It just doesn't sound like that. He's just shoving it in to answer the problem. Those would rather not do that. Just because you have a problem with this gold case, they'd rather not stuff in this Zohar greeting in the case. Now everything changes the whole signal. I mean, we've been learning everything assuming this way of learning, so it's obviously going to be a major change. But it is a major change. I mean, it is a major change. To say it's a new idea. To say that the Shlaim Sholosh is not going to be a psul, unless the shofar is creating the shofar, it's just different than everything. You know, everything we've said in the Sugya is based upon we're assuming the right way to learn. Those must go. So, but I'm just saying the Havmina is going to look at it differently. But he rejects it. So now, assuming the Maskana that it is a psul of Shtayim Shalosh Shofros, it is a psul. So now the question is, Tosa's problem. So now, if you put Tzipozov Milchutz, so that should be an addition. Right? I don't care if you already have the Shear, who really cares? Bottom line is you're adding it on now Shtayim Shalosh Shofros. Now you say it's super thin, which is what your first thought is, but kalshu, also love kalshu, so there's no shear. Any hosaf is a psal. So now our question is, yeah, but why not just say that's not an extension? That's just that's creating a qual, that's just adorning it. So that's not considered a hosafa. So why does Tosfos leave it as a kasha? It seems to be that's a good answer. And we mentioned yesterday is maybe other Rishonim would explain it that way. Maybe Tosfos clearly doesn't reject accept such a thing. He leaves it as a kasha. But I mean, it could be that's a svara, but for some reason Tosis isn't saying that. We don't know. Or it could be it's just a mistake in thinking. But we have to see. We have to see why we reject it in Tosis. But Tosis clearly is ignoring that svara, and it seems to be a pretty straight svara. So that's what we have to explain. I think Shlomo has it. Is that we have to remember what Tosis learns of Psalm Shtei Shofar says. See, in Rashi, you could learn this. I think this answer would be good for Rashi, but not good for Tosis. Okay, because the Rashi learned the dinner shleim shol shofros means that a shofar as a cheftza is not a compound entity. Right? A shofar has to be a singular entity, not a compound entity. So then you could give all this lambdas and say, oh no, that's not a compound entity, that's just an endurance shofar. Right? There's a difference between Eho Safa and a Tzipoi. They're different. One's a compound entity, one's not a compound entity. That you could have said in Rashi. But Tosus doesn't learn this whole din shleim as din in the chafetza. He just learns that the kol shofar can't be produced by two parts. And it's a din in the kol. The kol has to emerge from the singular shofar, not from something else. So if you're looking at it in the framework of the kol doesn't know whether it's an adornment or whether it's a safa. Insofar as the kol is concerned, you have the basic substance of the shofar, and then you have another physical substance. So you're not conceptualizing, Rashi is conceptualizing the shofar, saying what's the identity of the shofar? Is it singular? Is it parts, components? So the gold, you'll say it's still singular. It doesn't take away from the singular conceptual nature of the shofar. But Tosus looks at it in terms of sound, in terms of the call. is the kol going from one through one substance, or is the kol going through a substance plus an adesha, plus a hosafa? So he's saying it. So it doesn't, in that framework, in the framework of the kol, the gold is no different than anything else. In the framework of the chafetza, you'll say it's different because it's a conceptual component of a chafetza of an adornment. The framework of the kol, there's no difference. The kol just goes away the physics of the thing. Physics of the thing, it's an addition. So based upon the way Tosus is learning the whole problem of Shtayim Shel Shofros, which is what we use based on how from other Tosus, and we showed this, this machlokas to be the case, Tosus could not possibly say such a swap. It has the idea of Shtayim Shel Shofros, then the kol can't go through two parts, can't go through, can't go, it could only go through one physical substance, it can't be come out of two parts. So if that's the case, so he says, what's the difference if it's gold or if it's osafa? And tzipoy or osafa, there's no difference. And our answer is based upon, we're forgetting Tosos, and we're asking the question from a different framework, a conceptual way of defining the shofar, which is conducive to Rashi, and it could be as a Rashi, that's the way Rashi would learn. But he doesn't, does he say anything? I don't know if he says anything on this one. I think he just leaves it. 1 second. I mean, Rashi doesn't say anything, but I would say there's no problem in Rashi. It just isn't a problem. He doesn't have to explain anything. It's just simple, because now if you add on the end, it's simply that's not an extension. That's not a two-part shofar. Even though Rashi will say it can't be two parts, but suppose I will just say is not a, it's just an adornment. It's just an adornment. Unless it starts affecting the call, affects the call, then it's a two-part, then it's different. Then it's like a two-part instrument. But if it doesn't affect the call, then it's just, oh, that's what Rashi says. I'm sorry. The Rashi says if you put it in your mouth, if you put it on the side of your mouth, he says the problem is because now you're blowing on the gold. It's just the kibbutzah. But see, he doesn't say because it's a hosafa or because it's a two-part shofar. It's not because of that. It's just that now your mouth, it's a good question what that means. But that you're not blowing on you're blowing on the adornment. You're not blowing on the physical substance of the shofar. But he's not saying it's possible because the chafetza is a hosafa. It's because that maisa of the tekiah is not related to the guf of the thing. It's related to the adornment. But on the other side, we don't have that problem, so it's no problem. So it's an addition. No, Rashi will say it's not an addition. That's not an addition because that's just an adornment. It's a different concept. Different concept. But Tosus, who learns it's not a din in conceptual definition of the chafetza, but it's then in the kol, that the kol can't go through two physical substances. And we showed, Tosus holds, if you have a case of a shofar inside of another shofar, two physical shofars, that's also Shtayim Shel Shofros. It's not one substance, but it doesn't matter. It's not a din in the chafetz of the shofar. Rashi didn't learn that it's Shtayim Shel Shofros, because that's not, Rashi says Shtayim Shel Shofros is a din in the chafetz. That's one of the chafetz, each chafetz is perfectly fine. So therefore, that's fine. Tosus, that's not the problem of Shtayim Shel Shofros, it's different from so. But according to Tosus, it's just a matter of the call. The call can't go through two substances. So there is a two physical shofars, or a shofar and gold coating, or you just don't get into the conceptual identity of the thing. You just go by the call. It's a good lesson. You see, I mean, it's a little bit of a trick question, because the Tosus question is only a question if you don't remember what Tosus' way of learning the sugya. If you really remember that, and that's what you were, take a step back, and you think, wait a second, what's the psul according to Tosus? Then you see there's no question. But somehow, when you're doing a sugya, sometimes you focus on one problem at a time and you don't see the big picture. So then you have a kasha, and you think it's a good kasha. But you see, also what's good is that when you learn, this is, I think, the way you get insight into Tosos. It's not just to, first of all, to say it's kasha. But, he has a question, okay. But you see, you're trying to answer it. And then the answer is a good answer. But then you see why within his shita, now you really understand where Tosos is coming from. Because since he learns that based upon everything else, he's not going to change everything else in the sugya because of this question. It's a question. I mean, see, it's interesting. He doesn't do that. The way he learns the sugya is in the kol is the way he learns all the whole sugya. So he's not going to change that. Now he has a kasha. Okay, so he has a kasha. But given that, he's not going to. He can't say that answer. He just can't say it. It's not. It doesn't belong in his framework. Okay, so you see where he's coming from. More so than if he just kind of had his question. Turns out there's a lot more in this sugya that we didn't do. I mean, we did it a lot of parts. We skipped the whole thing about the hole, plugging up the shofar, the big tosis here in the cave. And there's more. There's more tosis and more cases. I mean, not a ton more, but there's more stuff to do. But I don't think I'm going to do it after Yom Tov. I'm going to leave it alone. But I'm just saying, if anyone's interested, I mean, there's, I did some more stuff of my own. And it kind of works well. It's interesting. I mean, that tosis is a real workout, the big one. But I'm saying there's more to this again than I don't know which stuff.